Good afternoon, everyone. This is May Days, day 20. Whoops. And I'm, apart from throwing the place to pieces, getting ready to go to Freya's. Just waiting for my taxi, actually. And, just ready to go now. I'm afraid it's a funny because it's the same place, same time, same place. Different dog, definitely different day. Last week we had boiling hot sunshine. It was the most glorious day. Today it's quite humid, actually. It's not that nice. It's a bit sunny, a bit cloudy, and more showers are forecast, although they promised that they're not going to be as prolific as yesterday. So we will see. Just checking I've got everything. Got my keys and I've got my money. That's the most important thing. Obviously. I only take cash. And of course the taxi driver, I need it for him. Yes, you're coming out with me. You are coming out with me. And you are going to be bathed. Yay. I'm just going to hang my coat up, actually, because I was going to take it with me, but I'm not going to now. I didn't get half the things done I wanted to do this morning because I fell asleep on the sofa. It's so strange the way I can fall asleep down here in the daytime, but at night I can't even do that. I can't fall asleep anywhere. It's really most odd. I'm just getting some change for the taxi. At least I know how much it's going to be. I know how much it's going to be for him. Probably it's going to be a he. Because I haven't got the pet with me today. And they didn't charge me for him. Neither of them charged me for taking Mammy last week, which was actually quite nice. But I know they can't charge me for Niall. Well, they can try, and they do sometimes, because some of the drivers don't realise that guide dogs go free. Well, here we go. Again, I'm just getting a drink of water. They should be here now. Oh, I had a cup of tea. Sometimes tea can really make your throat dry if it's quite strong. That should do it. I've got a bottle of water with me anyway.
Time remaining.
Come on, taxi. Please do me the honour. I haven't got very much battery, actually. And that was another thing. I forgot to plug it in. I've only got 45%, but it should do me for what I need it for. I think I might go and wait outside. Okay, do I need anything else? I've got my phone. I just need my dog. Where's the other one? I want to make sure he's okay. Little boy? Where's little boy? Oh, there he is. See you later, little man. See you later. Come on, Niall, come. Let's get you ready anyway. I can get the door locked and sit. Come on, quick. I don't want Pinky getting out. I'm just going to put you down over here because I've got no pockets. Put you down. A plastic bag of newspapers. I'll get these leaves ready. Okay, okay, good boy. It's hot in here. It's a humid day, actually. Sit. Good boy. Let's go outside. Let me just get my keys ready. I think I can hear it coming anyway. Oh, I don't really feel like doing this today. Is that it? lunatic. I'm going to get out the door with my keys, my dog. Come here. Come here. Sit. Wait. I've got my hands. Come. Come here. It's not that warm out here, really. Obviously, it wasn't it. This might be it now. Yeah, I think it is. Come then. It's coming onto the driveway. Good boy. Wait. Wait. Sit. Let me get in first. Thank you. Come on then.
Morning.
Morning. Get your tail in. That's it. Good boy. You know where we're going, don't you?
Hello.
He's all happy to see you. He doesn't realise what he's in for, does he?
No, he doesn't. So, are you staying?
You're staying. I'll stay, yeah.
Come on then. Let's. Oh.
Steady. He's
so,
all...
so, this dog should be able to tell you what to do.
But he hasn't got his harness on at the moment.
Oh, I see. So, he's not working.
No, he isn't.
Hang on.
As you can see, he's all over.
He's so excited
because he probably can smell all the other dogs that, you know, come and go.
Good job, my son's staying.
Why?
Well, we've got your bazookas out today.
What have I?
Hiya.
Hello, all right. Oh dear.
Can you just hang on to this?
This.
Right. Now, you've got Scott for company now.
Okay.
Step.
Right, okay.
Step. Right.
Oh, it's quite humid today, isn't it? Do you think?
Yeah, and Scott's just been cooking. In here, right to the right.
Okay.
Right. Do you remember Lucy?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, hello.
It's not Lucy. This is Lucy's sister.
I did meet you once before, yeah.
All right. Sit, but.
Oh,
sit.
I'm going to just go to sleep, I think. Oh.
Right, okay. She'll just sit here while I quickly wash her dog.
Will he be dry when you've finished with him? Are you going to dry him?
Yeah.
Oh, that's all right.
You want him
dry, because otherwise the taxi drivers are going to be having a fit. No, they're going to go mad if they have to take
him. He's not staying out there waiting, is he?
No, no. Oh, no. Imagine how much he'd charge for that.
So I can barely talk. I've lost my voice.
Oh, dear. Oh, stay away from me then. I don't want it.
I'm going to see my breakfast as well. It's a bit late.
Uh-oh. What are you having?
Thank you.
Oh, sorry. I'm not making you talk, sorry.
Scrambled eggs?
Yeah, oh, lovely. Nice. So, you all right, I'll ask you one question. Are you off work?
Yeah, I'm out of work at the minute.
Oh,
I'm
are you?
Still trying to get back into tailoring. So, it's kind of a bit of a long process to try and find a place, like a solid,
yeah,
like basically tailoring from. So, yeah, it's a bit low on the work.
Yeah.
Of course, I make my own money, but it's always more fun to spend his. He makes it, I take it. Tried to fix it. Not to mention she stuck her neck out for Harvard and Meyer and Miss Virginia for this whole art gallery show that just blew up. I just feel like it's time for some retail therapy. That makes everything. So, I wanted to do something to make her feel special.
That's nice.
That is nice.
You should do that, yeah.
See? I
like when y'all do that whole mom and daughter. Right. So, yeah, you should do that.
So, you know I don't think small.
What's thinking for me?
Shopping spree?
Danny!
Like, I think you need some diamonds.
And this on my diamond, right?
I just need your credit card.
Hold on. This should be something that you do.
Dang.
Oh.
Yeah. This seems harder than normal, Daddy. Just say yes, like you always do. Hand me the card.
I'm not saying that I'm not going to.
Pause recording.
Niles had his wash. I've got a drink of squash, and Niall's being dried now, so he shouldn't be too much longer. Oh dear. Just for the record, I have not got my bazookas out. They're much more covered up.
8-2-8-6-4-1.
And they were last time. Oh dear. I gave that taxi driver a 4. I did think about giving him a 3 because he tried to charge me for the dog, but I don't think he really understood. So he soon backed down when I said I normally pay £5 because I do. And I know it's only £1, but if you let them get away with it once, then you set a precedent. So he didn't argue. So I gave him a 4. It's very hot in here today. Never ever noticed that before. I think because her son's not well, he's probably had the heating on. I actually put my heating on for a while this morning because I was cold, and by the time I was ready to come out the door, I was stifling. I'd already turned it off, but I don't know who that girl is. She wasn't here last week. Must be one of our trainees. He got me a drink and he made it really nice. The squash. I'm sitting on a chair because and Freya's son was sitting on the sofa. He's gone now, but as I'm not going to be here very long, I'm not going to bother to move over. I'm just in the leather armchair. He's gone upstairs because he doesn't feel well and he probably doesn't want to have to sit here making polite conversation with me. Can't say I blame him, really. He's nice, though. They're a nice family. I said to him, last time I saw you, you were getting ready to go to New York. And he said, that was 4 years ago. Oh, God. Hope she's going to trim Niall's claws. I meant to ask her to do that, but I think she'll see they need doing. Her poor son's trying to make coffee and there's no milk, so he's got to go and get some. Oh, dear, dear. I think I'm going to... I really nearly didn't make it here today. Because I fell back to sleep on the sofa. She just said, no, I was a good boy. He is a good boy. He's funny, but he doesn't like having his claws done. I bet that's what she's doing now. Oh, he's a good boy, bless him. I can see she's cutting his claws. He doesn't like it. He's done already, I think. They are long, yeah. It's because he doesn't get out as much as he should do. Oh, Freya likes him. She calls Toof Toof that thing. But Niall, she's saying, isn't he lovely? I love coming here. Just like I like going to my hairdressers, I love going there and I love coming here. She better not be thinking of retiring anytime soon. No, she's never done him once. The other girl asked, how often does he come here for a bath? He's never been here. He's been here, but I worked him here and brought Tooth Tooth in a carrier. She's telling her about Lammy. She's got a poodle called Lammy. Lammy. So usually she starts singing, oh, Lammy boy. Or maybe they haven't. I don't know whether she's finished him or what. Hope she's not shaving him. Yeah. I hope we're having a bath. I'll get rid of a lot of his loose hair. Someone's in trouble, it's not Niall. She must have a long coated dog that she's training the other lady to do. She trained my sister, and my sister does it occasionally. She got all the equipment to do everything. She even had a place built in her garden, but she just never got around to doing it. I don't know why, whether she didn't get permission or so she does go around people's houses occasionally and do them, but she hasn't got the right equipment anymore because she left it in the boot of her car. She used to do Lammy for me for nothing because it just gave her practice, and she used to come to my house and do him. And then she left her tools in the back of her car. They're very expensive, the clippers you buy. You get them from a certain company. I can't remember the name of it now. She had all the equipment there. You know, they're hundreds of pounds, these blades and everything. The ones you buy in Argos and pet shops are crap, because I had one. Anyway, they all went rusty because the boot was leaking, so she couldn't ever afford to buy anymore. So now sometimes she does it with people's own ones, but they're not as good. A lot of people learn to clip their own dogs. It probably is worth it in the end, because the amount of time you have to have these sort of dogs done over the years, not Niall, but like poodles and West Highland Terriers and other dogs, Shih Tzus and that people invariably get shaved and groomed and whatever. But to do it properly, you need the right equipment, really. Because what happened, I used to have a lady that she'd been doing it for years, like Freya. She's a similar age, probably a bit older than Freya. And she came from my area. But she'd moved over to Dartford, and she used to come over. Her name was Sandra, and she used to come to my house, and she was good, and she came to me for years. But whenever she'd done him, he used to get an itchy sore on his face and he used to scratch it, and I ended up having to take him to the vets. She was cheap, but I had to pay more money at the vets every time, and he had to have a collar on to stop him scratching it. Whether she had like an infection on her blades or whether... Oh, there's a puffet here. I didn't know that. I'm going to put my feet up on it. Yeah, that's better. Oh, that's the life. Yeah, so I don't know whether... What the problem was. It happened nearly every time. And then when my sister learnt how to do the trade from Freya, I said to her, I'm really sorry, but my sister's learnt to be a groomer now. She's going to do him for me. And she was fine about it. And, you know, I used to enjoy her coming round. She was good company. The lady, that is. Well, and my sister. And then when this fiasco happened with her tools, I had to find someone else. And that's when I started coming to Freya. I don't know when that was. I suppose it was probably about 5 or 6 years ago. Yeah, at least 6 years ago. But, I mean, I've had him 12 years now. Lammy, so I think her son has returned with the milk. It's a shame it's not really nice enough to sit in the garden. It might be, but when the sun goes in, it's quite cold. I will next time though, because I'll be back in the summer. Toof, toof. Let's go back up to bed. Oh, I'll tell you something. I fell asleep on the sofa. After I put the shopping away, I deliberately sat down to do that, and I set an alarm, but I kept putting it on snooze. I kept hitting snooze, and I wanted to do so much this morning. I think Niall must be under a dryer. You know what they put old, like what they put old people under in the hairdressers. Hungry. Mm-hmm. I'll have a nice corn chicken sandwich when I get home. Probably. The sound of the dryer, I don't know if it's picking that up. Toof Toof scared me half to death in the night. I didn't go to bed till, I think it was about 6:30, 7 o'clock. So I was downstairs and I took the dogs out at 2:30. I take Niall to the run and he just goes in the garden. And so I came in, and he always takes ages out there at night because he usually does a number two. So I didn't worry about it for a while. And then 15 minutes went past and I went to the door. He wasn't there because he normally jumps up at the door. This is Toof Toof I'm talking about. I started to get a bit worried, and then I think it was nearly 30 minutes. I'm not sure. It might have seemed longer than it was because it was the night. But I suddenly realised, you know, I went to the door and I couldn't hear him walking about out there. I could hear the leaves dripping a bit from where it had rained earlier, but I couldn't hear any sign of him, and of course he can't hear me. I thought I heard this tiny little whimper. And I was panicking, thinking he got stuck somewhere. And so in the end, I didn't know what to do, so I had to go and wake Obi up, and I felt awful because it was 3 o'clock, and he only had an hour's sleep, because he had to be up at 4. So he didn't really say anything. He just got up, came down. And he looked around and I was thinking, oh no, we can't see him. Then I heard Niles, the gate of Niles run open and close. And then he came scampering over and jumping up at me. He must have wandered into Niles run without me realising and I'd shut him in there. But the idiot must have been standing there just looking at me. And he just did a tiny little whimper. That's no good, is it? I suppose if I'd gone over to the run, he probably would have jumped up at the side. I didn't think to look. That was the last place I would have thought to look. I started getting panicky, thinking he's got stuck. Someone's pinched him. You hear about these dog nappers.
Thank you for providing a feedback rating. Plus button. Pause recording. Button.
Do you know where it is?
Yeah, what's the door number?
Hold on a second. It hasn't got a door number, I'll tell you what.
Or about you're telling me where it is, stop, yeah?
Yeah, but do you know where the road is?
Yeah.
It's straight ahead of you, and it's the one that's got a handrail, a long handrail on the left-hand side.
This one, yeah?
Sorry, I can't see, so...
Long handrail, yeah?
Yeah.
Metal one, yeah?
Yeah, it's, and you can pull up on the driveway if you want.
This one here, yeah.
Okay, how much is that, please?
£7.
It's normally £5.
Yeah, because with animal...
It's guide dog. Yeah. We don't pay for them.
Okay, no problem.
Okay. Sorry, I've got no change anyway. Okay, I'm really sorry about that.
Fine.
Thanks. He don't pay for you because you're free. And you've just had a bath and you're all clean.
£15, yeah?
Okay, thank you very much. Oh, you can't eat it. Thanks. It's not food. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
I'm not going to hit the rail, am I? I don't want to hit you, damage your door.
No, it's fine. There's enough space.
Yeah. Okay. Go on then, out you go. That's a good one. Thank you very much. Whoops. It's all messed up. This is. Good boy, come. That's it. Oh dear, I feel really hot today. It's not hot out, it's quite cool, but. Alright, I feel. Very tired, I think that's what it is. Good boy. Let's get to him without spilling my money everywhere. That's strange because last week I had a pet and neither of them charged me for him when they were entitled to. And this time they both tried to charge me for him when they're not. So no, good boy. See where that little toothier is.
Toothier, I feel hot.
I think it's these sunglasses. I don't like them. I can't find my normal ones. And I think they're too close to my eyes and they make them feel make my face feel really hot. Right. Hang your harness up. I took this harness because you never know when you might need it. And I didn't. Good boy. You look nice. You're very, very fluffy now. You're very fluffy all around your neck and chest and everything. I'm sure you all have left some nice hairs in the taxi driver's taxi. But at least you're clean. Come here. Sit. Oh. Where's Toofy? Here he is. He's going to probably bite me because he usually does. He gets excited and he bites through my... I've got that thin dress on again. Keep your teeth to yourself, thank you. Keep your teeth to yourself. Keep your teeth... to yourself. He's running round the room. Yeah, you wouldn't want to go where we just went. Believe me, you wouldn't. He runs up the stairs. He runs down the stairs. I'm taking these glasses off. They're horrible. I don't like them. I'll try and find my other ones. Okay, let's put them on this table. All right. Don't carry on alarmingly, you two. Let's take you out. I don't know what time it is. I've no idea. Oh, I feel like I want to go to sleep. This sleep business is really disturbing. Niall, come here. You might want to do a wee after your experience. You might want to do something else. I couldn't resume recording, and so I didn't get any more of Freya, unfortunately. But at least I've got a little bit of her. There's a little bit of her memory of this day. Busy, busy. Nice, clean dog. It's actually quite cold out. Ronan's on his way home. It's actually really quite chilly. Busy, busy. Busy, busy. Busy, busy. Good boy. You finished? Come here then. Mind that, those thorns. Sit. Wait. I hope I haven't shut you in there this time, Toof Toof. Where are you? Oh, he's up the garden. I can hear his collar. Oh dear, I don't feel great actually. I think it's tiredness. I'm tired. Because my sleep's been like a couple of hours in bed and in the morning and another 45 minutes or so switching off an alarm on the sofa. There's Toof. I'm going to leave the door open for a minute because it's stuffy. It's a very stuffy day indoors, I think, and it's stuffy indoors and quite cool out, but the driver said he was frightened of dogs, so I sat in the back coming back. All right, Toof Toof, all right, don't tread on my hair because it really hurts me. And I'm pleased to see you too. I'm pleased to see you too. Good boy, you're both good boys. Okay, Niall feels lovely, he's very soft and clean and. Anyway, folks, that's me for May Days, and I'll be back tomorrow, I presume.
Pause recording.